Pretty much, you know, just kind of, you know, give us the whole, I guess, rundown of how things are going to go, you know, itinerary as far as the rest of this week and leading up into next week, travel, you know, for family and whatnot. Yeah, pretty much. You know, that's, you know, you hate meetings, but you know, obviously, you know, this is one meeting that we're glad to have, you know, going to the Super Bowl. It's, you know, obviously it's my first one, so it's a joy.
You start hearing about the itinerary and what it is, and, you know, you're being on a Tuesday. Does it really sink in? Whoa, this is different.
You know, it hadn't really sunk in yet. You know, I don't think it will until we actually get to Indy. You know, that's, you know, as far as the rest of this week goes, for us, it's pretty much going to be like a regular work week. So.
Michael Gronkowski and Hernandez, how would you grade the job you did on the two tight ends last time?
I think we did okay. You know, obviously, you know, they didn't have, you know, breakout games, you know, as far as stat-wise. But, you know, they both made some plays on us, you know, during the last game. Well, it's kind of rare that a team has two great tight ends, you know, that can be split all over the field, you know, and do the things that they do.
How much do you think we can take from the last New England game and project to this next one? How much do you think past performance means?
It means nothing. You know, that game was so long ago. It's what was that week nine? So, you know, a lot has changed, you know, since that time, you know, not only with their team, with ours.
Do you remember watching the Giants and the Patriots in the last Super Bowl?
No. I actually I don't watch the Super Bowl if I'm not in it.
Really?
I've just been like that since I've been in the league. You know, if I'm not playing, I won't watch it.
Will you watch it now?
I'm in it.
will you watch that game?
No. You know, that, I mean, that was, what, 4 years ago. So, I mean, obviously that game has no bearing on this one.
And just to go back to the tight end thing, is just that you guys have faced a string of three premier tight ends.
It's been a nice little stretch.
Vernon, I mean, what is that kind of, how's that impacted your defense that you guys have faced a number of these really elite tight ends and then preparing for this
group? You know, from week to week, it's kind of, you know, been a similar thing for us, you know, as far as our game plan. You know, it's always been, you know, these are the guys that we have to stop, you know, going into the game. You know, we always have a list of targeted guys that can make or break a game. And for us, tight ends has been a long list of them lately. And so, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where, you know, we embrace it. You know, we love the challenge.
Michael, were there any conversations last week about Kyle Williams?
In our meeting, we didn't talk about it. You know, concussions is the big deal. You know, that's something that, you know, we don't teach. We don't talk about it. You know, obviously, we don't want to hurt anybody. You know, we're a fraternity of brothers, you know, all across the league. So, you know, we don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Just as a follow-up, though, if a player's on the field, is he fair game regardless of his concussion history? Is that something you're even aware of when you're out there?
You don't think about it. You know, when you're playing, you don't think about, you know, someone's past injuries or, you know, what they had wrong with them. You know, that's obviously, you know, if something was wrong with them, they wouldn't be on the field if it was that bad.
4 years ago, Michael, the Giants played the nobody gave us a shot card all the way through the Super Bowl. You guys have used that a lot this year to motivate you. Do you think you still have that, or do you think you've made some believers out of people with the way you guys are playing?
To me, it really doesn't matter, you know, whether people believe or not. You know, we all we have is what we have in our locker room. You know, when we take that approach, you know, we look at all the people who counted us out, you know, when we had our rough stretch throughout the season, and then the people who still counted us out, you know, going down that back stretch to where we got in the playoffs and even after we got in. So, you know, to us, you know, anything on our side doesn't really matter.
So the idea of proving people wrong, all that, is not fuel for this team, or is it fuel for this team?
We like it. You know, we like being an underdog.
Did you see Mrs. Mara approach Terry Bradshaw during the championship trophy ceremony and give him a hard time for not picking you guys
I didn't see it. I wish I would have, though. I heard about it.
What do you think about this 82-year-old woman giving Terry Bradshaw what for?
I love it. I love it.
Would you cross Mrs. Barrett?
No, not at all.
How much better has the week off affected the momentum you guys have had in the last 5 weeks? Do you take any more time to relish last game, or is it right back to work?
Right back to work. We won the game. We took yesterday as, time to look back on that game and enjoy it. But as starting the day, it's right back to work. It's business time. We try to put the past in the past and leave it there.
You were talking about this brotherhood and going back to Kyle Williams. This kid's gotten death threats because of those fumbles. Do you just have any thoughts on that?
It's unfortunate. For people to do that to us as players, this is a tough business. We're all tremendous athletes. We're here for a reason. We're a select few that have made it this far, and people don't realize how tough it is. It's a tough job, and as far as for him, I hope he keeps his head up. This is just a minor setback. A lot better. We've learned to mesh more well together as a group.
Do you think they get it? Do the rookies get it?
They don't get it yet. This is their first year. They think this is what happens. This is what happens every year. we've got a good group of veterans on this team. Pretty much just trying to get them to stay humble, let them know that, cherish this moment. It doesn't happen too often.
Do you get it? This is your first
time. Exactly. That's why I get it. it's hard to come by. Before this year, I've only been in the playoffs once. Never won a playoff game until this year. And so it just lets you know, 7 years and second time being in the playoffs, even getting in, it's hard to come by.
So when you talk to the rookies,
no, because this is a different team. We don't really compare this team to that team. Obviously, there were guys that were on that team, but that doesn't matter when you talk about the team we have right now.
So, Michael, when you talk to them
about that,
not really. Yeah, I mean, guys don't really talk about it. Guys have mentioned stuff about it, but it's not really a much talked about topic. So.
You said you haven't watched Matt pass in the bowl since you've been in the league.
That's the reason. That's my motivation. I don't want to watch it until I'm in it. The last couple of years I've actually been traveling during the game. So it just tells you how much I really didn't care to watch.
Michael, when you talk to those rookies, do you say now savor every minute because this is really hard, or would you rather they're just wide eyed and have no clue?
No, I want them to stay humble. Give them something to fight for. This is a great opportunity, and for them, it's a blessing. First year coming in, you making it all the way to the Super Bowl, so you gotta love it.
Michael, a little bit more about Kiwanuka. You talked about his playing.
He's came a long way. We've asked him to do a lot throughout the course of the year. Moving from the DN spot, moving to the linebacker core, it's been a change. So the transition at first, it was a little tough. It's a little different moving positions like that. But he's taken it in stride, and he's gotten a lot better throughout the course of the year.
And in the middle of the Super Bowl run, he plays this game in his hometown. Can you imagine the extra excitement he has?
He's very excited, going back home, being in front of his quote unquote home crowd.
Congratulating yourself on your good judgment of signing with the Giants now that you're here. And did you get to a Super Bowl and feel that it was a worthwhile decision?
I knew it was worthwhile when I signed. If I didn't feel like that, I wouldn't have signed here.
Michael, you mentioned before about the rough stretch that the team had during the season.
It's very important. You know, it's consistency. Yeah, it's one thing that Coach Claflin mentioned to us before. Consistency wins championships. You know, so for us, you know, just trying to be consistent, trying to, you know, keep the same message going, which was for us, finish. Oh, man. It's been a while. I can't even remember.